All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited for you for that Rockets game for them to come back and tie the series tonight? Okay, stop lying. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. On time today. Wasn't supposed to be. That's cool. John Lee, the master, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if some reason you want to look at us and converse with us on live stream, just go to livestream.com/GalMedia/live and you're good to go.
That's it.
It's happening, Hoffman.
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
More stuff today than sports. Just
yeah.
This is one of those days where I had to do the parts of my job that I don't really like.
Oh, you had to fire Juggalo Trey?
No. Just invoicing. Well, there's a ton of great stuff on Sports Map today if you want to go check it out. Even if you don't, you should, because you know, you'll be sorry if you don't. That's the truth. If you don't check out Sports Map today, a child somewhere is going to be, his family's not going to feed him just because you didn't go to Sports Map.
That's
the
bad
truth. And we don't want that. But no, it's mostly invoicing and, you know, proving invoices and making sure everybody gets paid and making sure my budget's right and crap like that.
Okay.
That and my least favorite thing on the planet is organizing people's schedules, because I was trying to line up all the replacements for when you're gone, when I'm here. And it's like everybody's like, oh, I can do this day, but I can't do that day. And it's like, sorry, sons of, had it all set up. The only agreeable one was John. He's like, whatever. He's great. I'll do whatever day you need me to. But got all that worked out. And then trying to arrange everyone's schedules to do the first Drunk on the Rock or Sports on the Rock show, which will be Father's Day at the Whitmire's Distillery. So if you want to come out there that day, ladies, that's a good thing for your, the father in your life. Send him out to Whitmire's at 1 o'clock.
It's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. We're going to have a blast. Still working on our first guest, but it'll be someone familiar. So that's been my day.
All right. I went to my youngest son had the kindergarten play.
How'd he do?
He was the lead in the play.
Wow.
And he was very nervous. And the teacher told him that, yesterday, she told him that you need to make sure you look nice today.
Okay.
So he took that as when he got home, he needed to find his gray suit. If you recall, back at Halloween, my youngest son was Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
And he was like, I don't want to wear the red bow tie because that'll be too much like Pee Wee, but I do want to wear a suit.
Okay.
And we're like, I think that might be a little overkill for the school play.
What role was he playing?
He was Billy. And, I mean, this play was like about Billy and this mom. Billy, like the mom tells Billy to brush his teeth. And Billy says, why do I have to brush my teeth? And then he says, I wish I was a fish. And then I wouldn't have to brush my teeth. And then some fish come out. And she basically says, well, everybody has to do something, and fish have to swim all the time. And the fish ask their mom, why do you have to swim all the time? To stay alive, dummy. But Holden was the one asking, like, who's starting out asking all the questions and stuff like that. But he did really well. He did really well. He did not wear a gray suit, which was disappointing for him. We went with jeans and a button-up, and he insisted on wearing cowboy boots.
If he was going to be a fish, though, gray would have been the right color.
That's true. But, there were actual fish.
Dressed as fish.
Yeah, people who came out dressed as fish, and bees and rabbits and spiders and everything else.
This is like the Incredible Mr. Limpet, which
I've never seen that.
Your time.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Don Knotts falls in the water, turns into a fish, and then becomes a weapon for the U.S. Army.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
That's my obscure movie reference for the day.
Yeah, but he did a good job. It was fun to watch, and I didn't know. It started at 2 o'clock, so I told Jung, listen, I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. If you can get someone to cover the last, you know, or the first 15, 20 minutes of the show. And Barry was here prepared to do it, but I was able to get here in time.
And then you kicked him out. But yeah, glad you made it. We were prepared to do a segment without you. I didn't think it was going to be any more than that. But that's important stuff to do, man, to go to places like that for your kids. I spent also part of my afternoon that I wasn't doing menial stuff was responding to emails from our segment yesterday about the shooting. And about 5 emails from people. They ranged from,
oh boy,
we didn't go far enough, of course, and that all guns should be banned. Let's start with that one.
Right.
To we shouldn't change a damn thing, and there's no reason to change a damn thing. And I just kind of thought, you know what, if I could eliminate those two perspectives and then let the rest of us work it out,
yeah,
I bet we could come to a solution. And then somebody tell me just, you know, respect you, like the show, but move your ass to Canada if you don't like it.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, you know, I would think if I were somebody in this city, I kind of feel like I contribute to this community.
Yeah.
I feel like I do a lot in this community. A lot of good things in terms of.
I agree.
And not just, you know, by entertaining people. But I mean, I feel like I do a bunch. So I'm the person you want to get rid of. And I actually have the wherewithal. I can't do it until 2019. I'm not leaving until my contract's over. But would this life suck? Just think about this for a minute. Just write the occasional novel to make enough money and spend my days either at Woodbine betting on the horses or sitting in the casino playing poker.
I think there's worse things than that.
And let my wife support us. Does that sound bad to you?
No, that's not the worst thing.
That's a pretty good gig. I think I'll, I've rejected opportunities there before and will continue to do so because I'm a Houston dude, man. And I love this city. I was crazy about the sports teams, but that's okay. It's not my job to be. But, I mean, I'm about support the local brewery, support local businesses, all about H-Town, telling people what a great city this is. I don't want to go anywhere. But if stuff like this keeps happening, see ya.
Listen, when someone tells me, if I've got, say, oh, I'd like to see a change made about this, and someone says, well, why don't you move? That's like the most ignorant thing in the world.
It is. But and then I had a couple that were actually really good emails that appreciated what we had to say about it, even though they disagreed with us, which is all I wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, for our subdivision, like the pool keys aren't on time. They haven't been sent out yet. And I was like, oh, I sure wish our neighborhood would have sent out the pool keys on time. Oh, why don't you move? Like, imagine how stupid that sounds.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you can't just move. Like, oh, our trash comes 2 days a week, but recycling only comes once.
Yeah.
And our recycling fills up faster than the trash. I wish recycling would come 2 days a week. Well, why don't you move to a neighborhood where it comes 2 days a week?
That's everywhere in the city, man. All over. Like, I see that on Nextdoor all the time. It's like, well, if you don't like it here, just move.
Yeah. What?
If you don't like the train signals, just move.
Yeah.
Because that's
why don't you just move?
That's the big thing on my side of town is the train horns. That people get upset over that. And I have to admit, every now and then, I think there's an engineer or conductor, whatever they call the guy doing the train, who just likes bleeping with us.
Yeah.
Because he'll sit there over and over and over, and it's loud as hell. And I'm just sitting there going, really, dude? Whatever homeless guy's on the tracks, that's not going to get rid of him. He's not waking up. Rory said it was U.S. Navy. Yeah, that's right. It was the Navy he was working for. God. How did that movie pop into my head?
I have no
so
idea.
Many useless things in there. But so I was arranging it today, but we're both gone starting June 1st. And I'll be back on that Wednesday. And because you're so good, I'm having to have two people replace you for two of those shows.
You're going to have a three-man booth?
Yeah, a three-person booth.
Oh boy!
I know you're gonna love it.
Oh, don't even tell me. I don't want to know who's gonna. Serious. I don't want to know who's filling in when I'm gone.
What's most important though is that the biggest day when we're probably gonna be on location, Jong's filling in.
Okay.
So you're okay with that, right?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Who's going to be back here?
Tyler, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm okay with that then.
Yeah.
What a mess.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
It sucks. I'm like at that point, I mean, we've had a really good run with ratings, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to leave.
Right, I know.
I don't want to take my vacation, but I have not taken a day off this year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I need to get out of town, because especially throwing the sports map stuff on top of this, which, you know, I enjoy doing all of it. Don't get me wrong, but there are some, the last couple of weeks especially have just been brutal. I mean, it's like a real job, which I know all of you out there do. So you're like, ah, wow, good for you. But it's a lot of work, and it's draining. And I'm at a point where if I don't get out of town for a few days, and it's a short trip. We're flying out Friday. We're coming back Tuesday. But, you know, I just need to get out of town for a little bit. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to do the 2 weeks that we do in Canada every year. So I figure I better get a vacation in now. And, you know, I love doing the show. The show is not work to me. But managing a website and invoicing and the 25 emails a day I have to send to people to make sure they have this or know who's doing what. That's a lot of work. It's... You know, I'm posting all the stories. I'm not even going to get into that, because the way our system is set up, we're so archaic. I mean, it's not anywhere near where it needs to be for us to actually be efficient. So we have to do a lot of workarounds and things like that. And it's, you know, it's work.
Yeah.
And it's draining. And I need a break, damn it. And a beer. And somebody said, John is finally going to be at a remote. That's the hope. We got a couple possibilities for that day. And, that'll be Friday the 9th. But hopefully we'll be out and about, and John will be there.
Yeah.
That would be cool as hell. That's why I planned it that way.
Okay. I don't want to know about anybody else. That's it.
It'll be different. I'll just say that.
Okay.
But that's the idea. Try to mix things up a little bit. Because I don't want to beat up all the usual guys we use, because there's not that many of them left. It's basically Jerome, and now that Barry's his own star, which one is it, John? Okay, you lied to me before the show.
What? About what?
About what I'm supposed to do here, because I had the wrong thing ready.
No, I don't think you have anything here.
No, it wasn't on there. That's
my bad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it on the schedule.
Yeah, and he told me it was something else, and I had that up, and I had a big setup ready for it, and I had it teed up, and I was just going to smash it down the fairway, and then he said something else in my ear, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're on your back screen, and I said, four.
No, you said, you the man.
Dilly dilly.
Exactly. Or what is that? I heard somebody, for some reason, I was watching some tournament recently that Mickelson was playing, and he got into a swing, and somebody yelled, you're fat. And then I think they kicked the guy out, because I didn't hear him after that. All right, I'm going to tell you about Texans Can Academies, because these are really cool schools around town that give kids a second chance. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. And a lot of reasons those kids had to drop out. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them couldn't get to school. Well, guess what? Texans Can Academies works around all that. They give them another chance. They get them bus passes if they need transportation. If they need glasses, they get them those. If they need to work around their schedule, they do. And so many of them go on to do great things. And school year's wrapping up. They're going to need your help for next year, so now's the time to start. And all they're asking for is a vehicle that you're not using anymore. It can be a car, can be an RV, can be a motorcycle, it can be a tractor. Doesn't matter. If it's something that's just been sitting out there, you're thinking, I got to do something with this. I'm going to either fix it up, or I'm going to sell it, or I'm going to give it away. Well, donate it, because you're going to be helping a great cause. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. You can go online and do this in a couple of minutes, and you're going to feel good about yourself. And that tax deduction, let me tell you, that's not a bad thing when you get around to doing your taxes next year. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and that you're a Blitzer and you want to be the next Blitzer to step up, well, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. you're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Let me tell you about Republic Harley Davidson, the showroom out of this world. They've got bikes out the wazoo. They're all over the place, the new bikes. They've got a ton of pre-owned bikes outside. I took a ride on a new 2018 Softail. I drive a classic Softail, and it's a lot different. Times have changed, and these bikes are out of this world. If you're in the market for a new one, trust me, there's no better place to go than Republic Harley Davidson. If you have a bike and you want it serviced, no better place to go than Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. You're not going to have some hourly employee taking apart and putting together your bike. I go out of my way to take my bike to Republic when I need work done on it. Right now, you buy a new 2018 Softail Sportster, you choose between a helmet, jacket, boots package, a Stage 1 performance upgrade, or a 4-year extended service plan. That's only at Republic Harley-Davidson. The staff is friendly, professional, knowledgeable, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Whatever your Harley need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. They've got you covered. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Bernardo says, if by some miraculous reason the Rockets make the finals, are you canceling the vacation? I'm not.
No.
I can't. Only reason I'm doing this is because, well, I need a break for one. And this is something that the wife really wanted to do, and so to the point where she sprung for the VIP tickets. I'm not even going to tell you how much we spent, but just think Golovkin Canelo in that range. And no, I'm not. I mean, I'll miss one game at the most. We'll be all right. It'll be all right. I'm not too worried about it, frankly. I think just the general interest that I've noticed from people, I don't even know if it's going to ramp up for the finals.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't think we're going to have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, maybe we should talk about the game tonight.
But I'm staying in a no-frills cabin that does have satellite TV. So I'll still be able to watch.
I'll still be doing stuff for Sports Map. I'll still have my computer with me. I mean, I never really get away from that. So there will be, you know, I'll still write off the games. And actually, I was telling you, if the Warriors are in the finals and one of the games is out there, then I may actually be able to go to a game, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
So
there will be no basketball being played where I'm at.
But I'm looking forward to.
I have to drive into town to set my fantasy baseball lineup. That's a
that was the one thing that I finally told my in-laws is like, listen, if I'm going to come up here every year, you guys got to get internet in your cabin because what I had to do before was go sit outside the bar, get on their internet, and type things in on my computer. Because a couple, like every year, something big happens while I'm gone, then I have to write on it. And then the office has internet, so you can go sit outside the office. But you have to pay $10 for the office one. So I'm kind of like, dude, just get internet. You'll thank me.
I actually like not having internet. And my phone doesn't work out there. So it's kind of nice to just disconnected from everything.
That part was, I mean, I like, but then once I also figured out I could play on PokerStars up there, I kind of liked having my computer.
Yeah.
But because I escape enough while I'm up there. But yeah, this will be different. I'll still be, you know, I'll still be dialed into everything that's going on, and I'll be managing Sports Map from there too. So it's not like, yeah. And I saw a story about this is people don't unplug on vacations anymore.
Oh, I will.
I don't know that I can. That's the problem. It's just there's too many things. I can take a day off from the show, but I can never really take a day off anymore.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, which is, you know,
I'm not management.
But again, it doesn't take me long to go in and say, okay, hey, make sure you move this story around or Because little stuff just like managing what's on the site and how, you know, how we present it and who goes where. Which, by the way, today there's some really good stuff on there, including guess who came up with something pretty cool today? You'll never guess.
Who?
Barry Warner.
Oh, really?
Barry Warner got a Q&A with Shaq.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's worth checking out. That's the lead story on SportsMap right now. But and he asked him some interesting questions. I thought there was some good stuff in there, including his relationship with Yao Ming. So props to Barry. We got another video from Taylor Renee. Jermaine Every wrote on the Texans. We got a Polillo video on the Astros starting pitching and how great it's been. And my man Paul Muth did five keys for the Rockets to bounce back in game four. I think it's going to take about 10. And then Raheel makes fun of Kendrick Perkins for not knowing who Chewbacca is. So
yeah,
and it's funny because Raheel goes through all these other things that he should know because they're the same age. I got to be honest, half of these I haven't heard of. I've never heard of 98 Degrees.
That's you never heard of 98 Degrees?
Nope.
The lead singer from 98 Degrees married Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I didn't know he was 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
But I know him because of Jessica Simpson.
I don't know. I don't know if I can name any of their songs, though. Right? I could have, back in the day, like in 1999 or 2000, I probably could have known a song or two. But
okay, I didn't know this either. Maybe, John, maybe you can help with this. Apparently, in 2010, Red Velvet Cupcakes were the big deal.
I feel like it's still a big deal.
Really?
I mean... Are Red Velvet Cupcakes a bigger deal than any other flavor of cupcakes?
I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know. I'm telling you the things I don't know on here.
Okay.
Pogs?
I remember Pogs. That was like when I was a kid. They were this...
I never
it was
heard
a stupid game. It was basically gambling for kids. You went out and you bought a bunch of these little cardboard discs, and you played against somebody. You had a heavy disc, and you would slam it on that disc, and if you could flip it over, you'd get to keep that kid's Pog. So,
That sounds like that would have been fun. I didn't have that when I was a kid. So, regardless, he has a bunch of fun things on there. That's worth checking out as well. And please go to SportsMap. Check out all our content. If there's, you know, even if you don't like whoever wrote it, that's okay. There's still good stuff there. And we'll have something from Patrick Creighton tomorrow. I was just saving it for tomorrow. But Michael says, did you guys see that DraftKings is already advertising they're going to have a sports book? I'm sure that they've been planning this all along.
Yeah. No shock.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of it'll be like here. I know they're still challenging whether daily fantasy is legal or not. So I think there's going to be some states where they're only allowed to do daily fantasy. But if they can get in the market in Delaware and New Jersey, good for them. That's smart business. Hopefully they won't get into a damn commercial war like they did that got it banned in the first place. That's still my biggest beef with them and FanDuel, is that when they just started out advertising on radio with guys like us, they were doing great. And then they got greedy, and they started doing all those commercials on TV and going after each other and spending a ton of money. And all of a sudden, people are looking at it going, hey, is this legal? They would have left it alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So what do you think happens tonight?
I think the Warriors win by 12.
That's very specific, sir.
12-ish. Is that less specific? I think the Rockets play considerably better, but I don't think they're winning.
I think if they I don't think we're going to see a close game, so if Golden State comes out and plays like it did in game three, they're going to roll. If the Rockets come out and play like they did in game two, I think they'll win pretty easily too. I just don't anticipate that happening. I'd just like to see one game come down to the wire. Just one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. What did you think of your Cavs last night?
That James character is not bad at sports. He seems like he's done a lot of practicing, and he's good at that basketball thing. It's funny. What was the final, 9 points, 8 points?
Yeah.
That felt like a close game relative to the other games in the conference finals so far.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a single digit game. You'll take that.
compared to everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just...
in general, no. I kind of like to see. I'd like to see it down to one possession at the end, maybe two. But
fine.
The only thing about that series is nothing's really happened in it yet, because the Celtics won their home games, the Cavs won their home games. The Cavs are still going to have to win one in Boston. And like after the first two games, oh, LeBron's done.
That's always the panic.
Yeah, and now that they've won two in a row, it's like, oh, you know, look at what LeBron's doing. It's like, well, let's go win one in Boston first. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know, if you're out looking for Eagles, don't look for just one.
No, always try to find three. Try Eagle Energy. There's a lot of energy providers out there. And when you're looking for a new one, there's a list. You Google it, there's a list. And a lot of those guys, they'll come out and they'll say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. We'll give you, you know, the first 2 weeks are free, whatever. $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers. And then months later, found out that you're paying a higher rate or that there's additional fees on your bill. That's garbage. And Triangle Energy, they think it's garbage. That's why they don't do that. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. There's just Triangle telling you what it's going to cost, you saying okay, and then that's actually the price you pay through your contract. It's unbelievable how simple it is, but most energy companies haven't figured this out. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
713-780-ESPN. Mott says, if you guys noticed the change in Houston sports this time 2 or 3 years ago, Texans OTAs would have dominated coverage. Now it's a blip on the radar, and I kind of like it. I don't know. I bet if you tune into the TV stations tonight, there'll be a bunch of footage of Deshaun Watson throwing the football from in shorts.
I bet if you accidentally tuned into 610, you'd hear a lot of talk about that too.
AJ, he looked really good the way he was setting up in those shorts.
He's healthy. Listen, Deshaun's healthy. He threw a ball in shorts.
Yeah.
He's 100%.
Yeah, he threw a ball to a teammate, AJ.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing, was reading the transcripts.
Teammate caught it.
And it's like, so how did it feel to get out there and throw the football? He goes, I've been throwing the football for a couple months now. Yeah.
So new.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's squeeze in a call. JT, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, I want to talk about the super teams. I know people like to say LeBron started it and everything, but see, the difference is him, Wade, and Bosh, they took $100 million deals, so they had to put a whole bunch of old guys on the bench. The difference is now with KD going to the Warriors is he took a 2-year deal and let everybody else get paid. And these free agents that are coming up, they got to realize that they can't get the money and get the ring. It's one or the other. You're going to have to sacrifice something. I feel like if one of these guys were to take a 2-year deal and go to a team that's contending to win a title, I think that would be the best thing for most of these guys who are in their prime but trying to win right now to do. What do you guys think about that? And I want to slide in a quick note about Luka Doncic. I don't know too much about this guy. What's the hype around this guy? I'll let you guys listen.
Okay, first thing first is the reality is, you're right. I don't think LeBron started all this. I think that you can go back to the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Celtics. That's kind of when super teams really started up. LeBron took less money to go to Miami when he went there. KD took less money than he could have made in Oklahoma City to go to Golden State. And free agents are going to have to understand that. And I enjoy it. I would love watching these great players play together. I think the days, and really the biggest problem with the NBA during the sort of dead era after Jordan, before LeBron, was most teams just had one or two good players. And if you're going to give me three top 15 players and then surround them with a bunch of old guys and rookies and scrubs, I'll take my chances with that. Like the Heat did. You can win with that if you've got the right, you know, the really it takes the right guy at the top of the three-headed monster.
Yeah.
And LeBron is that guy. I mean, Steph Curry proved he can be that guy. Kevin Durant can be that guy. There's maybe five of those guys in the league, but I like it when they want to play together. I think it's fun to watch.
And this really isn't anything new. And Dennis Rodman went to the Bulls to play with Pippen and Jordan.
Charles Barkley got himself traded to the Rockets.
Yeah, to play with Pippen, Drexler, Olajuwon, that group. I don't know.
Gary Payton and Karl Malone
going to the Lakers.
Yeah,
it was a little different with those two because they were pretty much at the end of the rope.
Yeah.
But
also was Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
when he came
Barkley
here.
Was. So was Pippen had a little bit left. But yeah, and even going back to the Showtime Lakers, it's like they collected veteran guys who had been stars elsewhere, like Ben McAdoo and guys like that when I first started watching basketball to play with them. So, I mean, it's not. Yeah, you know, maybe it was the way LeBron did it, where they all just sort of went there, seemed extreme, but there is a price. I mean, that Lakers team didn't win with Malone and Payton, and yeah, you don't have as much depth, but if you have three guys like that, you'll take it. And it doesn't bother me at all. By the way, I know some people get bothered by that, but. I mean, so what? Players have the power instead of teams. What's wrong with that? I'm kind of okay with that. And if LeBron wants to go and play with his friends, so be it. If you want a more competitive league, I don't think it's the best thing. But you know, right now, if I were a great player, I'd be figuring, okay, where could I go where I could be the difference to beat the Warriors? And who can I bring with me?
Right.
And yes, there's always that choice. You take less money. But the way they've got these contracts set up where you can opt out and then get paid after you win a title, I think that really benefits guys who want to do that. And as far as he's European.
Luka Doncic. I don't know much about him. I could make up a bunch of stuff right now. But all I know is I'm taking DeAndre Ayton or Marvin Bagley or Mo Bamba or Jaren Jackson. I'm taking those guys before I look at him. Wendell Carter, even. I don't know anything about this dude. And if he's young, from what I've heard, he's got a solid all-around game, but he's not really great at necessarily anything. I don't know how that plays in the NBA.
I just haven't seen him play.
I'll let somebody else take him.
All I know about is what I've read. And if I'm Phoenix, the only thing, a guy like Ayton, can you win with that kind of player now?
I don't know.
Even Mo Bamba, who I like. I mean, I think those guys are really good, you know, really good parts for a team that's already good.
A guy like Mo Bamba can't be a franchise player. He can't be, like, the best player on your team. He's a guy that if, you know, defensively he's going to be a very, very high-end player. You hope eventually his offense comes around a little bit. But you've got to have a lot of other players around him. Ayton, I think he's a little bit different because he's like a miniature Shaq kind of, and he can dominate on one end of the ball. I don't know what his when I say Shaq, I don't mean his game. I just mean his size.
Right.
The guy, he's an inside out player. He's got a lot of abilities. He's not a very good defender. Sometimes he comes off as lazy. But I think he can change a franchise. It's just a matter of if you want to build your franchise like that. And a good example of a team that's done it is Minnesota with Karl Anthony Towns. And they see, okay, well, our big man's our best player. Let's build around this guy. And that's what they've tried to do. It's rare to see it happen in the NBA anymore. But if they can do it around anybody, I think it'd be him. But I still love Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, you've been saying that now for a while. So I
think Marvin Bagley is he's a guy who you can, and for some reason he's dropping down boards, and I think that's good news if you're the Grizzlies or the Mavericks or somebody like that.
Yeah.
If you can get that guy at four or five, I think he's a poor man's Kevin Garnett. I think that he's got good energy. I think he's a double-double machine. I just think he's a really quality prospect. Another guy who he could afford to be a little bit better defensively, but excellent rebounder, great around the basket. You know, I love that dude. I just think he's so good.
Trevor says, is D'Antoni saying the pressure is on the Warriors a big mind game, or does he have a point? I don't even know that it's a mind game because I don't know that it works. To me, when you say pressure, I think the pressure's on the team. It's trying not to go down 3-1.
I think the pressure's on the team that all they talk about is being obsessed with the Warriors. There's no the Warriors don't have that pressure. The Warriors aren't obsessed with the Houston Rockets. The Warriors didn't build their team to strictly for the purpose of beating the Houston Rockets. The Rockets have basically come out and admitted as much. We are obsessed with the Warriors. We built this team to beat the Warriors. It seems to me like the pressure is on the Rockets.
Yeah.
And you just got beat by 41. And yeah. you lost home court advantage. No, that's talk.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit delusional, frankly. But, yeah, that's what he believes. If that's what it takes to motivate his team to come out and not play like garbage.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody was asking, did we see the thing about the prospective rule change in the NFL on kneeling? Jong sent that to me, and I read it on break. We'll talk about that next segment. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Listen for your chance to win the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you are in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stag has just what you need. The Bench gave away today's prize to Freddie, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Freddie, for being today's winner. I wish I'd been listening, because then I could have called in.
You aren't eligible to win.
I know, but I could use a $50 gift certificate to Stag.
You are not eligible to win.
But I'm a Freddie, and I dial fast. And I listened a lot today. I can't believe I missed out. Damn.
So it was probably during the hour when our signal just didn't work.
No, that was during the Usual Suspects.
Oh, okay.
Poor Barry was saying that was the best hour that they've had.
That they've ever had.
Well, did you say that?
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about getting laser hair removal for his widow's peak. And I was just kind of looking at him like, it must be nice to have that problem.
Yeah, I need laser hair rejuvenation. That's what I need.
Well, I think all three of us.
I think I can't get laser hair removal. Like, I would get it on my shoulders and my, like, you know, my back and places like that.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of my chest I'd like to get rid of.
But I have tattoos. And it doesn't work if you have tattoos because it attacks, like, the dark spots. So if I didn't have tattoos, I would do that laser hair removal. I'm not too I'm not too proud.
I found that the older I get, the more interested I am in things like that. Like I'm actually considering doing some hair replacement instead of just shaving it.
Okay,
it's just like, why not? It's kind of I'm at that stage in my life where I'm willing to try more things.
Yeah, that's understandable. The problem
because I'm old, you know.
Sometimes though, that hair replacement stuff sometimes it ends up looking really bad.
Well, and that's the thing; it has to be the right thing for me.
Yeah,
and if it's not something that I feel like is going to help me look less hideous, if it makes it worse. I can't get worse, okay? When it comes to that, that's one thing that, you know, I'm a little bit vain when it comes to these things. I can't go from a 4 to a 2. I need to get from a 4 to a 4.5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be real careful about anything I do, but I'm thinking about stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, it's just the other thing is that's kind of cool is there's a lot of stuff that, and this would be a good time to go into my Eros medical read, but that's not for a while. But there's a lot of stuff that we have access to now that most people haven't had. I mean, the society's come a long way with a lot of medical stuff and you know, the testosterone treatments and things like that and some of the places we talk about that can improve your life. Well, why not? That's why when those guys said, hey, come on out and we'll see if we can't make you a little better. I'm like, okay, why not? I mean, we have access to these things now, and the science is there, and it's not anything to be embarrassed about. So, yeah, maybe I should be embarrassed, but I'm not.
Right.
Too old. Have y'all considered the tattoos on your head that kind of looks like hair?
No. I think that this is funny to say. I think you're more vain than I am.
Maybe.
Like I don't worry about my physical appearance anymore. Like I feel like I'm in, I'm doing okay. I'll be fine. If I'm bald, okay. I can work around it.
Well, and I've always been that way, but I'm also kind of at that point where, you know what, if I can do something about it before I have to, because I'm really close to saying, all right, it's time to just shave it or do something about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I kind of think it'd be worth trying because worst thing that happens, if it winds up being a disaster, then I'll just shave it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'm necessarily vain because it's not like I try to look as good as I can most of the time, which is not good. But I mean, I know it's not making a big difference. I mean, I know I'm not that. Yeah, but the fact that we're doing so many more videos and things like that, and even the live stream thing, I like to, make sure that I'm not looking stupid because there's 39 people watching right
and
now.
And I just don't care.
Yeah. Well, but at your angle, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, because the way the camera's set up, you're not going to look bad.
Okay.
At least from this angle.
Do you want to trade seats?
No, it's okay. I'm all right where I am. I just,
You can move closer to AJ.
No, because that would make me more visible. See, this works out really well because I can kind of hide a little bit. People can still see my face, but they can't see the whole thing, so I kind of look like just like a moderately hideous troll as opposed to a full-on hideous troll.
Why does the Texas Tiger say, so laser hair removal is only for white people? He tagged AJ.
I don't know. I was just, I don't know if that's true, but I do know that it attacks like dark color. So I would imagine, no, it probably doesn't work for black people. If the technology hasn't changed since the last time I tried it, when I was in Austin, I had a sponsorship from one of those places and they were like, come on in, we'll get you taken care of. And I did. They were like, well, I mean, they could work around my tattoos, but like, what's the point of going through all that if like you still got a bunch of patches where you can't get the hair off?
So you would have a hairy tattoo.
Yeah, I'd have a hairy tattoo.
Interesting.
And who has time for that?
346 says Fred is gearing up for a TV run. Well, we are doing some cool stuff on Sports Map coming up that will be TV. So 713 says tried to live stream you guys on my work computer and it messed up my computer. I'm blaming you. Sorry. That's, you know what? Blame Jong. Not me.
Hey, not me.
Okay. Well, it's Brandon's fault. How's that? If you want to watch us, it's livestream.com/galmedia/live. And I don't know why people would say that. Steve-O says the signal is sick again. Are we having problems again, Jong?
I don't know.
Okay, let's find out because I don't want to, if I want people to be able to hear the show. Mod says, if you think about it, players wanting to play with the best players is as common as you shooting for a game in the YMCA and picking the guy you think is the best of the pool. Yeah, well, and I think that's like any business. I want to work with the best people.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with the lineup we have here, but if one of us were to leave, we're not going to go hire some slappy. We want to get the best guy we can, and then there'll be people who want to work with AJ or Jong or me because we have had success. I think that's okay. That doesn't bother me. I know a lot of people, it makes the league unwatchable.
It's so funny because like when I was a kid, the big narrative was people didn't respect guys who were just in the game for money.
And yeah.
Now, like, superstar players are willing to take less money to win championships, which is what, people my age were always told that's what it was all about.
Right.
And now they're being vilified for it. It's like, oh, you couldn't win on your own. I mean, wait a minute. I took less money because it's not about the money. It's about winning for me.
Oh, but now you're just trying to chase a ring.
I thought that was what everybody was trying to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought that was the whole goal.
I admire that. I have no problem with it. I, understand why it makes people mad because they didn't come to their team.
Of course.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And whatever happens with LeBron, if LeBron goes to the Knicks next year, Sixers fans are going to be pissed as hell. Oh, this is terrible. If he goes to the Rockets, then all those guys are going to be pissed off. Oh, he's just trying to beat Golden State. Yeah, everybody's trying to beat Golden State. That's the idea.
Yeah. If whatever team he doesn't go to will complain, oh, he's going off making some super team. Okay, but if he picks your team, you're not complaining about super teams. You're not,
no.
I mean, everybody
I guarantee
wants
we won't get a single phone call from a Rockets fan if LeBron winds up with the Rockets.
I really don't like the direction the Rockets are going.
But I guarantee
you know, they had Harden, and then they added Chris Paul. Now they're adding LeBron James. It just seems like they're trying to buy a championship. You will hear not one word of that from Rockets fans. That's what you want.
Everybody
so
else?
There's haves and have-nots. If you're a have-not, get over it.
Everybody else tells me the signal's fine, so it's just...
Yeah, AD texts me saying the signal's fine.
Okay.
Aubrey Theodi cleaned it up. That's why.
Yeah, he cleans up everything.
That's right. What's going on, Aubrey?
John, how you doing, buddy?
John, how are you? Good.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Anyway, I just listening to the comments and stuff like that, it always makes me laugh when I'm on hold with you guys. I always get a good laugh in, that's for sure. So let's think about some of the things you talk about right there. For instance, the people associated with who you work with, who you want to put in place. Friends, you know, NASCAR puts drivers in place, but those cars, you know, are all the same. I mean, they have to have the same horsepower and this and that and cornering and same tires. And I mean, they can't even turn a nut the wrong, you know, a different size bolt in there or they get kicked out. Well, it's not the same in business. We have went out and put the NASCAR in place against go-karts. Against lawnmowers, the Water Boys lawnmower. You know, we have absolutely snatched the technology away and created, invented, produced it ourselves, and everyone else are struggling to compete, let alone the people we have around us. I mean, we have great people around us, but they're all driving Corvettes in the world's and go-karts. And this is time to dial 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRT-FREE, let me prove my boast in your home. We'll come out with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water, super water, chem-free pre-spot, an altered machine, an invented, created machine that runs off the diesel truck engine. We'll start in the worst spot if we can't impress you. We don't bill you. You don't pay unless we can impress you. You don't pay until we finish the job. Tile grout, leather drapes, wool rugs, travertine marble, 281 dirt-free, dirtfreecarpets.com. You know we do a great job, guys. You've seen it, and we're ready to roll out to every home that needs us at dirtfreecarpet.com or 281-DIRT-FREE.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. And